The biggest AI story today is a policy shock with real commercial consequences. According to TechCrunch, Anthropic's own safety warning around a narrow jailbreak finding appears to have helped trigger a government move that pulled its most powerful model from circulation. Anthropic says it disagrees with that decision, which turns this into more than a technical dispute. It is now a live test of who gets to decide when a frontier model is too risky to stay online. This is TSL, bite-sized, your daily AI news brief for Monday, June 15, 2026. Let's get into it. Here is the core of the Anthropic story. The company says a narrow potential jailbreak should not be enough to recall a commercial model deployed to hundreds of millions of people, according to TechCrunch. That line matters because it shows how a safety finding can jump from an internal issue into a regulatory action with immediate operational impact. Once a model is treated as something that can be pulled, the conversation shifts from product quality to compliance, export control, and national security. For developers and enterprise buyers, that means access risk is now part of the stack, right alongside cost, latency, and capability. It also raises the stakes for any company shipping frontier systems because a model can be technically live and still be vulnerable to a policy decision that changes availability overnight. If your workflow depends on one model, this is a reminder that deployed does not mean guaranteed. The second Anthropic story is even broader in scope. According to The Verge, the government ordered Anthropic to block access to Fable 5 and Mythos 5 for all foreign nations, both inside and outside the United States. And that order even included Anthropic employees. To comply, Anthropic cut off access to the models for all customers, which is a huge move for a commercial AI product with global users. The practical effect is that a national security directive can now reshape who can use a frontier model, not just where it is hosted. For anyone building on top of these systems, the lesson is simple. Distribution risk is real, and it can show up suddenly. It also shows how frontier AI is increasingly sitting inside export control frameworks, not just app stores and APIs. Salesforce is making a major enterprise AI bet, and this one comes with a price tag. According to TechCrunch, the company is acquiring the AI customer service platform Finn for $3.6 billion, and Salesforce says it wants Finn's team and technology to strengthen Agentforce. Agentforce is Salesforce's existing platform for building custom AI agents that automate tasks, so this looks like a straight-up capability grab. The deal matters because customer service is one of the clearest places where AI can be measured in dollars, time saved, and ticket volume reduced. It also shows how the enterprise market is consolidating around platforms that can manage agents, workflows, and customer interactions in one place. For buyers, the signal is that the race is no longer just about chatbots. It is about which vendor can own the full automation layer. Meta is reportedly dealing with a very different kind of AI problem. Deal fallout. According to TechCrunch, the company is starting to unwind its $2 billion Manus acquisition after Beijing ordered the deal reversed. That puts Meta in the middle of a geopolitical tug of war, where a major AI transaction can be altered after the fact by government pressure. The report suggests the company is now dismantling the deal rather than simply pausing it, which is a serious reminder that cross-border AI strategy is not just about valuation and integration. It also highlights how quickly a big acquisition can become a compliance and diplomacy issue. For listeners, the takeaway is that AI M&A is increasingly exposed to national policy, not just boardroom approval. KPMG had a rough reminder that AI still needs human verification. According to TechCrunch, the firm pulled a report on AI usage after apparent hallucinations undermined its credibility. That is awkward for any organization publishing analysis about AI, because the report itself became the example of the problem it was trying to describe. The bigger point is that AI-generated or AI-assisted research can fail in ways that are not obvious until after publication. For businesses, that means review processes matter just as much as the model being used. It is a small story on the surface, but it lands in a big way because trust is the whole game when AI is part of the research pipeline. Quick hit. According to The Verge, there is fresh reporting that China-linked access concerns may have helped drive the U.S. export restrictions around Anthropic's Mythos model. That adds another layer to an already messy story about why access was cut off. If the reporting holds, it suggests the policy response was shaped by both technical and geopolitical fears. Before I let you go, keep an eye on whether Anthropic's access restrictions expand further or trigger follow-on rules for other frontier models. Also watch Salesforce's integration plan for Finn, because the real story there is how quickly Agentforce can absorb the acquisition and show up in customer deployments. Those two threads will tell us a lot about where AI policy and AI business are headed next. That is TSL, bite-sized for Monday, June 15th, 2026. Find the show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts. See you tomorrow.